morning. Good morning from Sacramento, California. It is the Wise Words of One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio. We thank y'all for ear hustling with us. We're going to play a couple of things right quick, and then we'll get right in the mix. It's the Wise Words of One Gone Show.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up with it? Attention, sack artists. You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone@yahoo.com. That's DJ1Gone@yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
Hooked on Fishing and Not on Violence presents Youth Healing Circle every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Youth Healing Together.
2251 Florin Road, Sacramento, California. Inside of Room 67. Our Youth Healing Circle is a forum where we dive into discussions about drugs, bullying, school, and life skills. We provide a safe space and inform our youth
that sometimes it is okay to not be okay.
During our Youth Healing Circle, our youth may hear from other youth as well as experienced adults how to problem solve and navigate unforeseen complexities that we all run into in life. 2251 Florin Road, Sacramento, California. That's Room 67 every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. For more information, text or call 916-889-0105. Let's heal together.
That's right, that's right. And we have the Men's Healing Circles on Wednesday night at 2251 Florin Road in the Obama Room. Please come and heal with us because we are our own medicine. Without further ado, I'm going to do roll call. I see the host with the most, Mr. Marvell Wilson's on deck. Marvell, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, brother, and good morning to our faithful contributors and our listening audience across the globe. We appreciate every time we have the opportunity to address you and every time you have the willingness to give us your ear. We are very, very appreciative of this whole process, and we're going to go forth and continue to bring whatever it is that we think can stimulate us all to be better in this country.
Ashe. Let's go to Double R in the car. Double R.
Top of the top, my brothers, black family. I'm here, man. Got my seatbelt on. Let's roll. I yield back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mark the Disciple.
Grand Rising Children of the Sun. It's time for us to get this work done. Peace and blessings to all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we have another caller calling in from the 916-0807. Go ahead and give a shout out. We worldwide.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. I know shy when I hear it. Hey, it is the Wise Words of One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to have a moment of silence. I lost my uncle, Don Poole Sr., yesterday, and y'all know I'm very close. That's like my dad. That's my dad's younger brother, and that's like my dad. That's my dad, right? And he left, and he was in peace when he left. So he was at peace, in peace, because you could look at him, man. I took pictures. I showed some people, man, how peaceful he looked. See, when he was alive, he didn't even look like that. He looked at, yeah. So we're going to take a moment, man. Love you, Big Bubba. Hey, yeah, it is a Wise Words of One going. I'm going with the host with the most, Mr. Marvell Wilson. Marvell, what's happening, man?
Hey, yeah, man. Listen, I know you. I know. I don't say I know, but I strongly feel what you feel in regard to the loss. And you know, I empathize with you. My favorite uncle, my father's youngest brother. Matter of fact, I learned more. My father was not a hands-on. He was the most nonverbal, non-uninvolved male individual I think I've ever seen. But his baby brother was was a very active, very eloquent, very vibrant dude, and he taught me. He lived with us, coming from Mississippi. He came up and he lived with us, and he had his shortcomings, but I learned a whole lot from him. He was my favorite uncle, and when we lost him, it was like, oh man, it was kind of eerie. Like, you know, he is not my father, so I shouldn't feel the affinity of a father, but that's what I felt. I felt like I lost my father, right? And so I empathize with you, brother, and I appreciate you pushing through, you know, to come on in and share whatever it is that you can share despite the loss, the recent loss, to come in and share and to try to raise someone else's spirits. I appreciate that.
Ashe. Hey, so today's discussion will be about black folks and how they can't or can work together. So I said black folks can work together, and I seen it because we was up against a dilemma with this Rock the Flow thing, and everybody was, you know, off balance. And so when I first hear of it, the situation was out of hand for me. And so all I can do is use a rational thought and conversation on that matter. And so I think we worked through that thing. I don't know about you all, Mark the Disciple. I don't know. Did you feel that we got through something, even though it was a whole bunch of talking? And that's why I was raising my hand saying, hey, we hear this going around the circle and around the bush. But what about this? And what about that? And then when the young brother, Scoggins, came and said, well, if you're going to implement a plan or you're going to coordinate something, you have to delegate. You can't be the secretary, the treasurer, the president, the spokesman. You're wearing all the hats. And so when things go awry, you don't even know how to stand up. Now you're trying to delegate. You don't want to stand up and say, you know, I made a mistake. Can you guys at least help me? You see, I done made a mistake. That's what's wrong. It's a communication thing. Don't be so bashful and in your feelings that you can't ask for help. You make it worse. It gets worse, and that's what happened. It got worse, and so I just seen how the community came together at the Obama room last night, and even though the brother Steele was doing too much talking, we were able to come together and say, okay, this is the plan from here. Let's do this. Let's do this. Them are concrete moves that were made. And so we didn't get the whole scope of anything. And then when you do work, I don't want to take up the show, but when you do work, family, listeners out there, make sure you got paperwork with that work. Please, have paperwork with that work. That's all I'm going to ask you, because all that talking and doing all that verbal agreement and verbal this, people, we is in 2024. Put it in black and white, man. That'll save you a whole lot of headaches. And so that was a problem last night that we got through, because I'm asking for paperwork, and I was supposed to be delivered paperwork. And I took that one-page template made off of your computer with your name on it, but there's no direction about the event. There's no budget. There's no itemization on there. You itemized. You don't have people in play. I'm looking for the paperwork. You didn't give me what the schedule, the agenda. And so with that, I'm going to pass the mic, because it seemed like it's all about me this morning. It ain't. Peace and blessings, everybody.
No, it's not all about you. It's about us. It's about, again, what you said, is that despite the disparity, and it was overcast with a whole lot of angst and a whole lot of apprehension. People were, you know, like sitting there patiently waiting for something new to be divulged by the principal. And I don't think many people got that, but after we start probing, we start finding that despite that, we still could pour in to reach the goal. The goal was not what one individual was trying to do. The goal was what we want to do to help that woman to become the mayor of Sacramento. So I think the focus changed to that, and we allowed ourselves to focus on the principle over the personality, which is a practice that I learned a long time ago, that if you can do that, if you can do that, I think you can stay level-headed and on task, you know, and not allow what somebody, how they act or what stuff they say or what you don't like take you off your square about what it is that you're attempting to get done. And I think that's what happened. So, no, it ain't about you. It's about us. It's about what we decided to do in the final analysis to help this thing go forth. And as a result, probably end up in a better venue with better accommodations than was originally planned as a result of people.
It is. That's why I broke down. Let me say this, not to cut you off. The venue that they're going to be in now is going to be way better for parking, for security. So you have to look at these type of things. The parking, security, if you're going to have food trucks and you're going to have 300 people, you really have to have a space to accommodate that. You don't make space for that. That should already be the set play. Do you understand what I'm saying? But when you're not communicating with your brother, man, and you're wearing all them hats. See, that what happened. You're wearing all the hats, and so nobody knows what the next move is but you. And so if you don't move, if you procrastinate like you do, people do, you procrastinate and people are ready to move, now you're moving, and now we got this big building, no parking, and you're expecting 300 people to get in a 50 parking lot area. How does that work? So the new venue, it has at least 400 parking spots. You see what I'm saying? So you went from in the hole to working as a community. That's why I want to thank the community for coming in and saving that. Black folks can work together. Everybody didn't get in their feelings because, you know, most meetings like that, somebody get in their feelings and it ends the meeting with a bad taste, right? Somebody gets offended because we don't know how to talk to one another. Last night, it could have happened last night. It was a couple of times where it got heated to where one could say, hey, man, this ain't what we bargained for, but we didn't do that. People didn't get in there feeling, okay, if that's how y'all feel, let's move on to the next because we got to get this done. It's not about us. It's about the movement we're doing. And that's getting this lady in position to be a mayor. The first black mayor in Sacramento. That's what our whole goal is to be. We're volunteers to that. We're volunteers to that. And so with that, I pass the mic because that venue, oh, it's nice, man. It's got a patio big as the Obama room. Just on the outside for folks to go outside and it's set up real nice. So when you fall out the pan, you didn't fall into the fire. You got lifted up. When you fell, some wings grew up under this one because the blessing is there, and the people are now wanting to do things. People want to make the flyers. People want to work the doors. People want to do the security again. People want to come now, right? But before the meeting, nobody wanted to come. Mark the disciple. Am I correct, or did you feel
you're
that?
Correct. You're correct. I felt the same thing, and that's what happens when we operate off of zeal. I've seen it happen in church settings, a lot of different settings. A person gets an idea, and he wants to run with it, and you're operating on zeal. And that energy only lasts for so long, and it'll only take you so far. That's why we do need each other. And when we work things together, put our heads together, things will work out. It'll work out. And it also alleviates pressure because pressure busts pipes. So, and it causes a lot of stress, and stress causes death. So anyway, we're doing things, and I'm glad that we are brothers that can see through certain things and work together through certain things. And it's going pretty good. And this is what you came up with, Marvell. Men, what is it, MAP? What did men, what?
Yeah, that's right, the Men Accountable Project.
Men Accountable Project. And that's we're working together. See, we're helpers one to another, the way God planned it. So it's coming together, man. It's coming together. Map. Let's just keep doing what we do.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I didn't know that map. Map, M-A-P. Come on, Mark.
What?
Map. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, so it's a beautiful thing, like I said, man, to see, because people were flustered the whole week.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't even come because they was that mad. You feel what I'm saying? The people that were in
right.
LA, the people that have been coming to the meetings, the people that have put faith in the meeting. I think it started about 4 or 5 weeks ago, meeting every Thursday, right? Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay,
yeah, you're
so
right.
That was because I got hurt. I didn't make but one meeting. And so, yeah, I thank y'all once again. Now, I'm going to move on because I was talking about black folks can get work and love and help each other. But the topic today is black folks can work together. We can love, we can learn, we can sing, we can do everything together.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it all. So don't say that black folks can't work together. This is where we have to be positive. The message has to be positive from this forth. We can't keep letting negative words dictate our next move, because if we continue to allow that, then we are running and chasing the tail. We're just going in circles, and we're really trying to go forward in 2024.
Right.
And it's 2024 word.
There you go. And that's why it's important that we talk slow so we can be understood. And once we get once we're understood, then we can begin to understand and see the big picture. Because that's the problem. A lot of us, you know, we're going through things, so we're trying to understand it while we're in it. Then we begin to understand it. And once you understand it, now you got to overstand it so you can see everything, and it'll work itself out. And, you know, because like I said, we're not the only ones that have problems. A lot of people are going through confusion right now today because of a lack of understanding. Or somebody's trying to do something shiesty. And that's what we're here to stop. We're here to stop the shiestiness. We got the bullshit repellent. And we finna repel everybody. We finna protect everybody from bullshit if you allow us to. But we can't do it if you don't bring it to our attention. I digress.
Principle over personality. That's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm hearing. And that's what I saw get demonstrated. And that's what I recommend the practice be when you gather with your brethren. People will look like you, but maybe not think like you. But the bottom line is, if you can get on one thought of focus of what the goal is and what the vision is, then work through all that other stuff and keep your eyes on the vision, and then things start coming together.
Right. Stay on the vision and not the bag.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Somebody need to mute their phone. We can hear you. We know all your business.
I was thinking. The young lady wanted to speak to us. So I was.
Oh, maybe.
I was giving up the floor.
Well, no. she's new to the phone line.
Medical. She's a healthcare provider. She's like a hospital administrator or something.
Okay.
But she's at the what's
that? Kim, you know what number that is?
But it was not the phone.
Is that the new caller?
What needs to be done. She was the third speaker. They have six candidates.
Okay. All right. Are we still there? Marvell? Tim?
Yeah, I'm
Mark,
here. I'm
going to say, am I here alone?
Mark, can you hear me?
I hear you, Joe.
Okay. Yeah, we can hear each other, so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so how was your day,
gentlemen? I feel the call from my doctor because I'm gonna have to. Well, no, I don't. No, I just got apprised that the appointment's been changed because I was gonna have to break off at 10:30 for a 10:45 appointment with my doctor, but now it's been changed. So pardon me for I had to cross over and I left this thing hanging without letting you know. I don't like to do that.
That would happen again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Joe.
How you guys doing this morning? Last night seemed to be pretty productive. Hopefully, we'll be able to put this issue to bed. And so, glad to be here amongst the brotherhood. Thank you.
Yeah, Joe, that's what we were talking about. Was not only that, but the subject matter is the affirmation, not the question. The affirmation. Black people can consistently work together. Because there's this old adage about, man, black people, we're moving to dispel that. And one of the things, I don't know if you heard it or not, Joe, but I learned this when I got into the recovery process from my drug usage, the fellowship that introduced this to me is called principle over personality. Because when we look at what's going on, a lot of times in the political realm and even in the entertainment realm, right, where we have these celebrities and people who people look at and, sort of like look at and hold in high esteem, they could say nonsense and it starts making sense because they said it. That's personality over principle, right? Because when somebody says something that don't make sense, it don't matter who it is. But if you're not doing critical thinking and really stopping to analyze what's being said, you can find yourself caught up in believing something that's not real just because a certain personality said it. So on the other end of that spectrum, there is one's ability to know and feel what is right in their heart and not let a personality affect or influence that. And that's what happened last night. We didn't allow what we might have felt about the personality to take our eyes off of and take our focus off of what the goal was. And that's what the message, I think, is well delivered here for us on an ongoing basis with our groups and any other group that's looking to work together is practice that principle over personality, and I yield.
Pop, practice pop.
Yeah, you dropped the mic on that one, brother, because that's only the real, and that's why I appreciate each and every one of y'all on this show, man. You bring a wisdom that is needed for all of our people, not just the young people. We target our young people because we want to give them the tools to change what we have let get out of hand, right? And the only way we can help them to make that change is to give them the real conversation. Don't play with it. Don't say this and do something else. Give them the real, because that's what is needed in our community, not just the kids, not just Big Mama, but even you and you. We need the real from now on. We can't keep faking each other out. We can't keep taking from one another. We cannot continue to slide down that slippery slope. We must stand, people. You're listening to the Wise Words of One Gone Show. I know y'all know, man, I lost my uncle, man, and I want to do something like this. I might do this every now and then through the show because sometimes it's a radio show.
Then here come my blessings. Ain't no need for stressing in my life. My enemies, they might form weapons, yeah. But I know I'm protected by the blood, protected by the love of God. grace and mercy, all his favor, to take me higher, just like that grave. And every time I turn on,
about folks that can work together. And that's us. And that's us. We can work together. We just got to put down our pride and our, you know, all of that extra. Let me just say that, because sometimes you need your pride. That's that motivation, right? Unless you use it in a different way. Hey, it is the Wise Words of One Gone Show, man. And if you'd like to say anything on this line, push the number one, and I will allow you to go ahead and speak what your words from your mouth and your heart will render. Let me go right here. I see Brother Marvell. Marvell, we got so many people on here, man. I can't see all the numbers. So I know the numbers that I know. So if I don't hit you, you have to hit the number one so I can, because I know certain numbers because they're the mainstay. But we have over 37 numbers on here, and my screen, look at God, look at God. Hey, Marvell, what's going on?
Hey, look at God. Look, you know, what's real in my heart and in my sight is when the proposal is look at God, I see God in everything I see. And, I, you know, that's simplistic to me. Everything I see God, because if it weren't for a loving, caring, generous, and all-powerful, with able God, not just capable, but able God, to make all things that I see, feel, and experience happen, there wouldn't be a conversation. So that's what's simplistic to me. It's just that with some of the stuff I see that is not favorable or is not righteous, that's still by the hand of God, but by the decision of man to thwart it or to corrupt it. Because everything God made was good, and everything man put his hands on was questionable after the good. So, you know, everything, when the song said, look at God, I was sitting here and I was like, oh, I was kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm seeing God. I'm sitting everywhere I see, everything I touch, and everything that's in my vision is God. God did that. And so so now we have an opportunity to take what God has given us, work together, and improve it. We have that opportunity to improve upon what God has bestowed upon us and to make things right for our people and for this country. Because I'm going to say it one more time, this country ain't the greatest country until we get what we deserve and stand in our stead and represent what we are capable of representing. That's when this country will be the greatest country. Until then,
say that, brother.
It is not. It is not.
I agree.
So let's work together
to
make it right, y'all.
So I see Brother Reb then came in here, pulled up in that limousine. Pull up, Reb. What's happening?
What it do, y'all.
Hey, Reb.
Blessings and love to everybody in the world that can hear this thing. I got a movie script in my head. I always don't write stuff down because I got that avenue. It's called Can't We All Just Get Along? That was a simple term right after the boy got his molly whopped in the streets. You know, Rodney King. Might be related to Jay King or my boy, Mr. King. But we are kings. And if we come together, it can be in that simple harmony. It's that time right now. Isn't that? I would not be talking to y'all right now. And I'm going to put that on Jesus. I didn't do black all my life. Okay? When I moved to what I call sack of potatoes, it was different. It's totally different. I'm from L.A. to where black on black on black. That's why I got a job at an early age, and I was working in cutting people grass and all this other stuff, been a locksmith at an early age, worked in a liquor store at an early age because it was black-owned. They couldn't hire nobody else. If we had neighborhoods like that, it would grow like that. If we had people to come together like we're trying to do through the meeting, through this radio, it can work just like that. My whole organization is designed to work just like that. That's why I read me talking too much, because I talk about what I'm doing to bring us together, not to separate us. Y'all be killing me sometimes, you know, but it's okay because I get it. Because everybody don't feel the need to listen to somebody all the time, not knowing that one person is the perfect person to get you through that damn last light that you see. We all stuck in the wilderness. I've mentioned it before. We are in every country that you can think of. So why can't we get the resources, y'all? Why can't we get what we need from another country? China, for instance. If we got black people in China, 100 billion percent sure we do, to get all the low-cost Nike. Go to the little sweatshop. Get that stuff right off of them kids. Come on, baby. Give me them shoes for $10 and send it back over to America so we can make the $200 or $300. Getting along is that simple. Going next door to your own neighbor. If you see a neighbor that's on your street that's black, go knock on that door. Hey, I'm black. I'm outside, and I just want to say hi. I'd be wanting to swing and slap a black person on the back of their neck if they walk by me and they just walk right up to a Chinese or Mexican, somebody else, say, hi, hola, and you just ignore me? That's not, but see, it's God's time. Everything I put on his time, because it's not ours. We wanted it. All y'all been protesting and fighting for 70 years. I'm just saying, though. So it's really, to me, that time. Because I wouldn't be waking up to do no nonsense. I would not. Because I didn't want to be with the drug dealers and all the pimps and gangsters and all that stuff back in the day or today on their level, but I'm in their house and their business today on their level, if you get that. Because I'm bringing God to them at force, at force. You are not going to even get me in your studio if you don't admit that you believe in God. So that's how I got them trapped on the music side. Then the people that get in my limo, they already know who's driving that limo. This is Rev. Y'all better respect Rev. I hear from the backseat all the time, okay? I've earned mine, I get mine, and I got a speaker that I talk to people in the back, and I hold up the whole ride, just talking, singing to them, trying to minister in the perspective if I feel like it, but I let them have their way, just like we're supposed to do people. And when our time comes, we got to just be ready for it. That's all it is. We just really got to be ready for our time, because we just wasting it. Comment before I jump. I'm going to get my nephew on here. He just got out of the joint, okay? I talked to him last night because I have a friend of mine that I told to get on this radio. He should, I'm about to say better, but he should get on the radio this morning. I'm going to text him because on the 14th of February, we're going to have an outdoor event at 3101 Martin Luther King Boulevard. I'm going to be pushing, trying to get, it used to be the old Red Fox liquor store years ago. So I'm going to be trying to push to get the liquor store in general with everybody's help for us to get inside. Then we can do our shows there, right there. And I want to have the whole community sold up right there. It's right by Broadway and Martin Luther King. So I'm going to be doing an event outside, small. My guy lives right across the street with the grill and everything. He's coming out there with barbecue. If we got any other free vendors that want to come out, you can come out on the 14th. Hit me up at the 916-842-8052, and let's see if we can really come together. How about that part? I'm gone. Peace, love, and blessings.
I say.
Sashay, whoever she is. Yep.
Hey, so, man, you know what, man? I still didn't get my CD last night, Rev.
Oh, man, that was my mistake, man.
No,
that was on me. I was supposed to do it.
I need to get that so I can play your music on here, Rep.
Well, I'm gonna send you emails of some songs. That way, I mean, you can get it off the. I think I got every song on in my email. So if you text me your email, I'll email them to you.
You got it. I'm gonna send you a song you sent me. You already sent me "Lean on Him." You sent me another one I got for you.
I got another version of Lean on Him getting remixed again, and I have one that was professionally done through the channels of Jay King, so I think you got one that's just like, yeah, you said it wasn't recorded properly. So you have like my hood version.
No, I didn't say that. See, I said it could be done a little better. How about that?
Better, yeah.
It was done properly because you was giving a testimony and you were singing to our God, so... You know, I would never say what you're giving is what you're giving, man. Please don't take it like that.
No, it just wasn't recorded. It was no, I didn't. That's the same thing Jay King said. It was just, you know, I like the remix, but, you know, it's not recorded properly for the radio. And I was like, what do you mean they record properly for the radio? Put the thing on. But I went to my guys. I got it recorded. And, actually, he referred me to, and I'll put them out, Ivan Johnson and Brian Porter. Okay? So both of them jumped on it. I felt I might, well, I can't sell low charge. I was happy,
them
whatever.
Some bad
but
boys
I have
you
a,
just called out, brother.
Huh?
Them some bad brothers.
Oh, yeah. And I sat in the studio with Brian Porter. He the one had my knees shaking. Look, I ain't never been in a professional studio where you're trying to dictate me how to sing. I'm like, shut up so I can finish this. I'm paying. But, no, in a real studio, you really got to pay attention. So I'm thankful for all the little hood studios I went into. I give all the, Bowleg. BJ One gone. But it's a lot of them in town. DJ One.
All right,
okay,
man.
Listen.
I know right now we need to move forward just a minute because I got a special guest supposed to be calling in, right? And, you know, I be trying to get people to call in and talk about their business because that's how we going to grow in the economics in our neighborhood to become a community, right? We got to get the economics together, y'all. So I got somebody supposed to be calling in. I want to thank Miss Angela for calling in and talking about her business on here. Also for coming last night and just being a part of the discussion. That's what's going to be needed, y'all. We're going to have to get everybody in on the discussion. That room should have been full last night, right? And any room that we come into should be full. Whether it's the BBOA, it should be a whole bunch of black businesses getting on board. It's time, right? It's time. It's time for people to stop shucking and jiving, like Big Daddy said. Hey, it is the Wise Words of One Gone Show. I'm going to our host with the most, Mr. Marvell Wilson.
Hey, so listen,
Marvell,
that was me. That was on me. I was supposed to give you the CD. I'm thinking I could put my phone on speaker and play it, at your direction. I'm playing in my car because I'm sitting in my car, and I could, you know, play one of the pieces in my car. You know, maybe we can do it you know, sometime on a break or some pre-break or post-break or something. But I think I might be able to do that so that they can get a bite of what Rev has to offer artistically and musically. Is that okay?
Hello.
What happened?
Ain't nothing happened.
Can you
wait
hear
for
me?
People to talk.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Oh, well, you know
okay,
what?
Okay.
Hold on. I tell y'all. Watch out.
Damn,
I feel this. I'm in the spirit today.
I got it,
Get Down Session with DJ One Gon. DJ One Gon, the old school fool and funk master.
Yeah, that's funky.
Yeah, man, I just have to give it up for our Lord and Savior, man. Without him, man, it wouldn't be me. Because I know if he'd have left me to deal with me, man, I wouldn't be here today. So I just got to give thanks, man. And he saved me. And not only he saved me, he spared me. So, if, you know, I'm in my spirit. And I hope you in yours, too. It is the Wise Words of One Gon Show. I'm choked up, man. I'm just looking at pictures of my uncle, man. And I'm overwhelmed this morning, guys. I am overwhelmed. But want to thank Blog Talk Radio for giving us season 11 right here on Blog Talk Station, man. And thank Jay King. He the one hooked me up. Him and Joe Levy, they hooked me up with the show. So shout out to Jay King. Shout out to Joe Levy. And shout out to everybody. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Marvell Wilson. Marvell?
Yeah, bro. Okay, so, hey, I, you know, as I said, I feel it. I feel the spirit, man. And I'm trusting that the, you know, the tears are tears of joy, right? It's not remorse, because you showed the peace that was on the face of the brother. So it's just reminiscent of the good things that occurred in y'all experience, and it brings, you know, that type of joyful tearfulness, right? And I'm rocking with that too, because that's how I felt when my favorite uncle left. I just started remembering all the things that he taught me, and his way he carried himself, and you know, his persona was very very impressive to me. So I'm there with you for the most part, man, and I'm really appreciating you still having the willingness to come on air, man, and share what you're feeling, and despite, you know, it might be a little painful, or despite it might be a little bit more than you might want to divulge to people you don't know. But that's how we grow, is that we express our feelings, you know, learn how to put a name on it and put it in a category, because that's what we work with the young people to understand, how to not allow unclear feelings to fester to become another feeling. And the next thing you know, your confusion and a bunch of feelings you're not able to define start happening, and then we're acting out and don't even know why we're acting the way we're acting, right? So, well, I certainly, again, appreciate you, man, still having the willingness to come aboard and share what's going on with you. And the plus, again, to say the plus factor is that you were assured, and I am too, by that picture, that there was peace in his when he left here. And that's yes, powerful,
sir.
Man.
Yes, sir. So, yes, sir. Hey, so you know what, man? Tomorrow we got a big day over at the Florin Square, 2251 Florin Road. They have a free fashion show done by Flo. They have a band called Blueprint that'll be there. Damon Owens and Steph, what's his wife's name? My God. But she's a bad singer. They're called Blueprint. They're going to be there with their band. Let's see, Mr. Lewis will be there. Let's see, it's a lot of people that's going to be there. It's going to be, every part of that building is going to be utilized tomorrow. They got the, let's see, the Sojourner Truth has a tour with some people. We even have a cleanup. Hooked on Fishing Not on Violence, our young men that have been cleaning since June will be doing a community cleanup. Now, the community cleanup goes from 8 to 2, but you find somewhere in there where you can come, because they'll be out there. They'll be out there from 8 to 2. That's their regular work schedule for our high schoolers, because they can't work through the week. So we try to give them as much as time as we can on Saturday to do the cleanup, because they get paid, right? And them youngsters, they work, but they not just looking for a check. They really work, man. I don't know if y'all seen all the bags that our young men have been picking up just on Florin Road, man, with the beautification project. So you guys come out, man, and support these youth, man. That's what's needed. That's what's needed, us coming out to support our youth. It's their community cleanup, right? It's not mine. It's not Ms. Jonah. It's them young men. They want to see if anybody else can come out there and help them clean up their neighborhood. And that is a beautiful thing. So be out there at 2251 Florin Road. The youth will start right there on the compound, and then they'll be working their way across to the bingo hall, and then all the way down to Luther Burbank on both sides, and stopping at the light rail, and then coming back, right? And so we have a lot of entertainment tomorrow. Like I said, a fashion show, Blueprint will be there. It's going to be a good day to bring our people together. So people say there's nothing to do in Sacramento. Here's a free event. Support these people, man. Support these. It's hard. It's hard, man. This 2024, you would think it'd be easier for black business, but we still not spending with one another. We're not supporting one another. And a support ain't just about the dollar, neither. If you see somebody got some cards and they handing them out, get a few and help hand out. It's support. Come on now. It's basic now. We can do. Yeah, you don't got to have money to support. Support come in many ways. But I'm going to stop tongue wrestling with you. I'm going to go on and pass this mic to the host with the most, Mr. Marvell Wilson. Marvell?
Okay, so here's something I want clarity about. Because the BBOA was sponsoring youth going through the Sojourner Truth, supposedly on the 16th. Joe, are you here?
Yes.
Okay, so that was changed to the 9th, which is tomorrow, correct?
No, sir. I am unaware of that particular. That is scheduled for the BITIA. There's been the only conversation that I'm aware of is what we spoke about Monday night in relation to.
Right.
I'm not aware of the ninth.
Okay, well, I suggest, because I got a
hold on. It's been changed to the 24th, I believe, of March, I believe.
Okay.
I believe
they were
asking
for
more time. Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Because on the thread, it said the 9th, right?
Today
no.
the 9th.
So,
no.
Today is the 9th? Well, then.
Yeah.
Never. Okay, well, then, yeah. Shoot. Yeah, you're right. Today is the 9th. So, gosh.
You might have been looking at another thread. Because we got a
okay,
bunch
well,
of
maybe so. Right. Okay, well, maybe so then. I just want to make sure that that we're on point. And if it's changed to the 24th, that might be even better. Give us a little more time to gather. Say again.
Said I'll keep you abreast.
Okay, very good. Appreciate that. So now let's slide back into the subject matter, which is, and I think it's an affirmation, it's not a question. Black people can work together. Now, I guess the question is, will black people work together? Given the little factors we've outlined and the things that we've described, that we've experienced, right? We've given some demonstrations and talked about some encouraging things that might urge us to consider doing it, but this question still is, will we? So I'm hoping someone from the outskirts will pour in and share if they have a perspective about that. Will we work together, given
the
fact?
So I'm gonna give the number out, and then I'm gonna give you my answer. And it ain't an answer; it's just something to go with that. The call in number is 515-605-9861. That's 515-605-9861. Call in, and we have that proposed to you. Now, for me, trust. See, that's where everything start going weary, right? Because I've trusted so many people that I thought I could trust, and this is recently, right? Because I don't want to stop trusting. I don't want to feel that this life has got to the point where I can't trust nobody. That ain't living to me. So trust is going to be the factor of people, any people, black people, white people working together. You got to have trust, man. You got to have trust, man. So will they work together? Yeah, if they can trust one another. If they can trust one another, man, we can get back to where we need to be. That's our biggest dilemma, y'all. So I ain't going to beat around the bush. I'm going to call a nickel, and a dime, a dime. Yeah, I can work with you, but can I trust you?
I say, well, you know, it's like I said, we got this train rolling slow right now. Pretty soon it's going to pick up speed. And the more willing people, trustworthy people that get on board, the faster it goes. But we can't turn a blind eye to those that are not trustworthy. We just got to work with them. Show them how it's done. We push them. We don't push them off the trailer. We put them in the back. So in order for them to make it to the front, all that bullshit got to fall off before they can get to the front. Because we're going to get it going. It's rolling already.
Yeah,
That's what MAP is for. MAP is going to get it all right. Like I said, we're going to pull the blinders off the people, and we're going to push those that are being shady out into the forefront so they can't be seen for what they're doing. Then they'll recognize what they're doing. They have to stop because nobody's going to participate with them. We're going to do it. It's happening now right as we speak. As we speak, all the shady shit is falling off. All you got to do is shake that bush, then dead leaves will fall off. It's going to be all right. Gonna be all right.
Yes, sir.
Brother.
I hear you. It's all right. I just gave praise to God. I'm gonna tell you. I know it's all right. When I think it ain't all right, it's all right. I'm just speaking because he got
just
me covered, and I'm on. And I ain't gonna. I'm not gonna put in the atmosphere that he ain't got me covered. And he ain't blessing me.
Thank you, my brother.
I got another caller. Hold on. That look like Miss Michelle. Miss Michelle, is that you on here?
Good morning, everybody. And
peace and blessings.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, peace and blessings to you, Miss Michelle.
Okay, so I'm going to kind of piggyback off of you, Brother Tim. Yes, we can work together, but trust plays a big part. I'm going to give you a situation that happened to me. And hold on, let me turn this radio down. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, thank you.
So years ago when I started coming out and when I started doing like more community stuff in Sacramento, I met this woman, and we had a common denominator because both of our sons were in sports. So she began to, you know, befriend me, and being that I'm an outgoing person, I'm talkative, right? She asked me would I be interested in joining a business with her, and I said, what type of business? So this business was supposed to help our people get into apartments or houses, and we would help them. She would pre-qualify them to get in these houses, you know, with the landlord and everything. Moving forward. You know, I gave this lady all of my information. We're working together. We're supposed to be working together. And she ended up being fraudulent. And taking, you know, what she did was took people's information for her own and created profiles, what they call them, and sold them. And from that day, you know, like the trust, it put me in a bad space to where she messed up my credit, everything. She sold my information. And she is, to this day, I believe she is still frequenting and doing the things that she's not supposed to be doing in Sacramento. And I voiced this on a few occasions on Facebook. And I don't even have to say her name because anybody know me that know her, they know her, and she's still doing what she's doing. But, you know, this is why we can't get ahead, because we're too busy trying to scam and scam one another. And then with all the talents that this person had, it hurt me, because it's like she could have made this a legitimate business and the outcome could have been better than what it was. But,
Come on, you know,
trust is a big thing. Trust is
a big thing.
And you have a group of people that you want to work with, our black people, but we can't because we're too busy trying to make the easy way out or scam on something, you know, and that's what I have a problem with. You know, we could have blocks. We don't even have one block, one whole block, not a store here and a store there and a barbershop here and a beauty shop here. We don't have not one block area of all black-owned businesses. Talk to me.
Well, y'all heard it right there. That's one person feel the same way I feel. You know, I heard Mark the Disciple when he said, you know, we still got to work with the untrustworthy. No, I'm doing that. I'm study doing that. It ain't that I'm not getting no results. See, I'm investing, and I ain't seeing no return.
See, tell me, tell you something. That's the problem. We trying to do what God said he would do. God said he'll separate the wheat from the tares. Now, if you're going to believe it, like I said, you got to believe it all. You got to let
That's
God
right.
do his work. God is going to show them for what they are, but they got to be seen first. So if they don't get out there, you'll never
well,
see
But I don't want them to get seen through me every time, man. Send me a real one my way, man. Send me another Marvell. Send me another Mark Disciple. Send me another Double R. Send me another Uncle Joe. Send me another Mama Michelle. Send me another Red. Send me a real one. Stop sending
Tim,
these
we're
suckers.
Steady coming
oh,
in. We're steady coming in. We're constantly coming in. It's happening as we speak. As we speak. They're coming out the woodwork because, like I say, this map is going to get it all going. It's going to get it all going. See, all those that want to be shiesty, they know they can't go that route. They're going to have to get right. We're going to give them all some get right. Either they're going to get right or get the hell out the way because this train is moving. It's going to run them over. So we don't want our women folks to be afraid. We don't want our kids to be afraid. We just to get this thing going, man. That's what we're here for.
Teach.
We are accountable men.
Yes, sir.
We're
going to
be dependable and reliable. We're going to be men of action.
So, you know.
Let's get it done. We're doing this for you,
you know
Joe.
What?
You're the one that motivated
hey.
Us.
So, you know what jumps out at me immediately when I heard the challenges of trust is transparency. So, here's just to give you a clear example, last night, because we have someone who's orchestrating and trying to wear too many hats, there was no transparency. And so that lends to suspicion and lack of credibility. So we can't be the church fund that's been building the building fund for 5 years, and we don't know where we are with the, structure. Contribute to the building fund, and we ain't seen the blueprint. We ain't seen a graph to say where we are. We ain't seen nothing. We certainly ain't seen the building. So we got to be transparent and be aware of the importance of transparency. And
right.
as far as those who are the ones who are trying to bilk our people and work running game, you're right. Men Accountable is going to be designed, and we hope that model gets incorporated with a whole bunch of them so that those people can get right or get left.
Right. And like I told you, the main signs of shiesty people is fear and greed. They have a fear of being seen and their greediness. That's going to always bring them out. Their greed is going to tell them, going to tell it all, because they can't stop. No matter how hard they try, they can't hold back from being greedy. Just like that young man that was doing that raffle. He got greedy. Got to trying to sell all them tickets and wasn't giving away nothing. Oh, no, can't do that. Not going to happen. Not on my watch. I digress.
Gentlemen, last night gave us, and I heard the word earlier, a blueprint. What has been waited for is now in our hands. Once again, it is us, the elders, who are bringing considered the light, because the kids have had the opportunity. And when I say kid, I mean somebody in their 30s, somebody in their late 20s and 30s. So the direction has what's been, this is what's been off. We elders have decided to take up the mantle step by step and show, because sister just got through talking about trust. Nobody's shown trust except a small group of dedicated and serious men such as ourselves. Mark, you're correct. This train is starting to roll much faster. Gentlemen, we are the light. Let's keep shining. Thank you.
Ashe. Hey, so I see a few hands up. So, Double R, your hand been up. Are you still, you wanting to ask a question, Double R, or you want to respond to something? been quiet. You in the car, but you.
Hey, my hand was up, man. It's about to fall off. I don't know if y'all noticed this though, but if you see me drop off, that mean that when I pushed the one, it didn't tell me I was in the box. So I got a nigger rig it and call back and push one and it'll kick in. But yeah,
okay.
I was way back on the beginning. I had my arm up way back in the beginning when I guess the topic was, can we work together? You know what I'm saying? And I think this show showed that. It showed that we can. Through all the different things, like when me and Rev got into it or whatever, misunderstanding. We just have to humble ourselves and communicate. That's just it. It's the communication that breaks down to us, because a lot of us is not humble. A lot of us will boast in certain things. And I think what Mark is saying is true, too, about the fear. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people fear. They fear different things, but basically of being who they are. They don't know who they are. You know what I'm saying? They fear that they finding themselves. You know what I'm saying? They not, you know, they ain't no believer. You know what I'm saying? But you got some believers that's wicked too, you know, these pastors and stuff. But I think they fear in life, and they fear that people would see who they are. So they pretty much go back. And then, of course, greed. You know what I'm saying? They greedy. And when flesh get to you, they chasing that bag. And by any means necessary, they're going to do what they got to do. And before I leave, because a lot of stuff accumulated on here, who's that on there? Mother Michelle, sweet milk chocolate, a.k.a. But I'd like an update on your children, well, our children, and see where they're going. I yield black, double R.
I see.
All right. So, actually, today, normally I'm busy, but because I've been – so all over the place. Red is actually here, asleep. You know, he has run himself ragged to where he's just, you know, unbelievably just down. So his body is like, okay, it's time to shut down. The body that shut down. I'm gonna make you shut down. So he's sleeping, and so today we're just gonna. You know, recover from this, and then tomorrow is going to be another day. But, and my daughter, she's in the hospital, and so I just need everybody's prayers with her. Some things happened, and she, it took a toll for her, took a toll on her. And right now, I just need all prayers for both of them, for their mind, their body, just everything.
Right.
And I just.
We got you, sis. We got
you. Brother Poole, I want to say thank you for this show. I didn't even realize that this is worldwide. I was looking on an old post, and I looked at the bottom at the numbers. It's like 56,000 people, you know, listening. And so I just want to tell you, this is continue to do this show. Continue to inform us. Continue to have these conversations, because they need to be heard. They need to be told. And, you know, it's kind of like almost like therapy, too, when we're talking. And so I just want to tell the village here, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, sis.
And
sis,
I want to say, Manny Spears is love.
But however, you got to understand this. That's a blessing in disguise, her being in the hospital, because she's away from the street. Now, the thing is that I just hope and pray that they're not giving her none of them cheap drugs up in there. I'm glad that she's away from it. She's in the presence of the hospital. So I think this is a blessing in disguise that her being in there. I yield back.
Yeah, and Brother Manny Stans just loved all the brothers and sisters online. And he said that he was trying to reach out to you, Sister Michelle. I digress.
Okay, and yeah, I'm gonna reach out to him as well. We've been tapping in with one another, and I'm going to take up, you know, the opportunity to try this new thing with him and with my son, and so it's coming, and I will keep you guys informed on what that looks like in the days to come.
Ashe. Hey, so we have another caller with a hand up. We got two more callers with a hand up. Caller, you calling from the 480. Caller. Caller from the 480, you might be on mute.
I am on mute. How you doing, DJ One? What's the business, sir?
Hey, hey, this Pastor Don?
Yes, sir, it surely is, brother. I'm texting everybody to come into the show. I got some calls calling in. Mr. Rowland,
right
Mr. Green. I'm going to tell them to call in, so I don't know. I'm going to step out the way, but I am here, sir. I'm here to support.
Yeah, so watch this. So we talk about black folks and can they work together. And we said, yeah, black folks can work together, but we must first trust each other to work together. Do you agree with that, Pastor?
I totally agree wholeheartedly. Black people have always been innovators and world changers, but because we look at racism as an opportunity for us not to take a chance, we get stuck and we get in that, something's going to change, but I won't go to work. We can't have that mentality. We have to have a go-getter mentality. You have to wake up in the morning. I feel the more stuff you get done before 5, the more opportunity for change you have in the days to come after. So I'm all about positive movement of my black people. You feel me?
I say. That's Pastor Dom right here on the Wise Words of One Gone Show. And so I see, Rev, you have your hand. You're on mute, Rip. All right. We're going to keep moving. It is the Wise Words of One Gone Show, man. And, you know, I'm in the spirit today, so I hope y'all can ride with me the way I'm riding today. Give me that little bit, and I'm going to give you this little bit.
Can I talk to you? I know you got some questions. What's the hardest thing you're going through? Let's talk about it.
Talking about mountains, talking about pain. Talking about my life, when will it change? Talking about all things, I can do all things. Talking about nights I lose my way, and my dreams that have been erased. Talking about all things, I say I can do all things.
God can
do all things.
is he that is in me than in he that is in the world, man. Hey, so, man, I'm just, like I said, I'm looking at these pictures. I'm just looking out and seeing a beautiful day. You know, it's been foggy, raining, cold. But today is a beautiful day. Every day is a beautiful day that God give us, right? But today, man, in Sacramento, California, the wind ain't blowing too hard. It's just, it's beautiful, man. So let's live, my people. Let's live. Without further ado, I'm going to keep moving on this show. And we're talking about black folks can work together. And we did just that last night. Last night, before we, yesterday, if you listened to yesterday's show, a couple of people was hot. Some was mad. Some was angry. Some was flustered, right? And we were supposed to go to a meeting with these high energies, right? We went there as calm black folks looking to work together, to take whatever we got in front of us and work with it and move the needle. And it happened. So to everyone in that room last night, I know we went a long time before we even got to some of the things. Because we'd have been in there, if we'd have continued to let it run the way it was running, I still didn't leave out of there with no paperwork, man. You can't hand me no one piece of paper that I can go pull off the thing, and that's a template. You ain't got nothing on there but your name and few things. See, that's where we have to teach, see. And that's what I'm telling my brother. You still need to learn. But he was saying, well, he's done with it anyway. He's giving it to some guy named Damon, and he's washing his hand. I listen to everything and watch all the movements, right? Because when I'm in something, y'all, I give my whole heart. And if I feel some type of way, all I do is back out. Don't get mad because I back out. That's just me, you know, and how I be feeling, my spirit, man. It ain't nothing against nobody. Ain't that I don't love you as a brother or none of that. I don't be behind your back talking about you, none of that. Because if the Joker come to me, you can ask Marvell. I do it on him all the time. We talk about somebody, I'm calling him. Shit, we ain't gonna have this backdoor stuff. We got to get past that, y'all. We got to get past it. Now, and I'm getting a little steamed up in here, but it's only, like Marvell said, when I get passionate and I get to raising my voice and screaming and hollering, that's because that's who I am, man. I ain't yelling at you, and I love you. I ain't yelling at you. That's just how I get it out, so you really understand what I'm saying. I ain't going to cuss you out, but I might get a little loud. It's the wise words of one gone show. Marvell, what's happening with you, man?
Yeah, okay, so the trust issue is probably centerfold because everybody talks about it. Everybody talks about what trust does or what trust is essential for going forward as a people. And I'm going to reiterate one more, well, I ain't going to say one more time because I'll probably do it again. One of the workshops in the Men Accountable Project is dealing with the lack of trust, meaning having few examples of things being true to their claims and people being true to their word. Trusting has become a risk that not many of us are willing to take. And as a result, it appears that the risk that we take is far greater and that the pain that we feel is far deeper when one is betrayed by someone they feel they should be able to trust because they look like them. So why take the risk? So now we're at the point where it's important to dissect and trisect what it is necessary to garner the trust. I say transparency in your movements and inclusion at every step or as many steps as necessary so that there won't be any kind of question about how the thing is moving and the progress that's being made, keeping everyone on board and apprised of those breakdowns. That I think that's a very important factor. in developing the trust necessary, transparency. Now, maybe there's some other factors that are equally as important. And if they are, let's discuss that so that we can do the breakdown to determine how we're going to continue to not only demonstrate our willingness to trust, but be able to delegate that or be able to share that as we go forth for other people to apply to develop the trust. Because I agree, I've had a lot of situations where I put my trust in and I got worked over, and you know, it's not comfortable at all. It's not something that you want to volunteer for in your future. So, or at least in mine, I didn't want to volunteer. So that's why when people say, "Well, that Marvell, yeah, you know, you be careful what how you commit. Well, if you say you're gonna do something, if you don't do it, you're gonna hear something from him." And that's part of what I have to apply to make sure, if I'm investing in something, that the people that I'm investing in understand the importance of being transparent and keeping their word. So I think we should talk about how to get to this level of trust where it's comfortable for everyone to proceed. And I'll yield with that.
And I think that's a perfect topic to have, right? But if we don't have enough time tonight. We could dig into it today. But I think Monday's going to be just that topic, man. What do we do so we can move forward in trust? What do we do? Because I can say I trust you, but there's still a doubt in that. So then it ain't the full trust. And I don't want to play with half a trust or some of the trust. I want all the trust, right? And so, yeah, call me greedy, but I want all the trust I can get, man, because it's so much that we're doing out here, and there's so much to do out here that we're going to need to trust. I'm going to need to trust you. You know, let me tell you how good of friends that I have been receiving in the last couple. So I didn't got worked over in the last couple of weeks, but I also get blessings in the same downpour of people that I meet. Right, I was on the boat, right, on the Delta fishing, and I had about five elders. Shaka was out there with me. Mark, I think me, you, and Shaka was out there. You was with us too, Mark, wasn't you?
No, I didn't go out with Shaka.
Okay, so it was five of us out there. I think Big Therm, I can't remember. It's been a while, but we was out there and we was fishing, right? And so my son had an accident at school, and I couldn't shut down. We way out on the deck. We way out. He had an accident at school where he needed to change his pants, right? And I said, "Oh man, y'all, we're gonna have to cut this short." And everybody's, "Oh man, they just start biting. We'd have been out here 3 hours and they ain't been biting, but they just start biting." I said, "Yeah, man, dang. Let's roll in." So we start rolling in. I got two poles. I got one on the bottom. I got one in my hand row. And some say, "Stop and call one of your brothers, man." They say, "If you ever need them, call them." So I pull my phone out. And I dial Weedell Waddell. That's a hell of a name, ain't it? Weedell Waddell. But that's a good man right there. I call Weedell Waddell. I say, "Hey, Wee, what you doing, man?" He said, "Not really nothing, Brother Tim." I said, "Well, man, look, check this out. I'm out on the water." He said, "What y'all catching?" I said, wait. "I'm going to tell you what we catching. I'm going to give you what I got. But my son is over at Laguna Creek, man, and he had an accident. I need somebody to go either pick him up and take him to the house." Or he said, "Well, what size clothes he wear?" I said, "Let me see. I think 33, 34. He said, "33. Well, no, I don't got that." He said, "Man, look, where he at?" I said, "Laguna Creek." He said, "Give me his number." So I gave him my son's number. And he said, "Man, I'm going to go to Walmart, man, and grab him something right quick. You don't mind, do you?" Man, I said, "No, man, you going to go to Walmart?" He said, "Yeah, man, I got you." I said, "Hey, man, thank you." Now, do you hear what I'm saying? This man didn't bit, bought a fart. He went on and did that, right? And and I appreciate that, man, right? And I get brothers like Marvell. Marvell do the same thing. I made a call to Marvell. Marvell said, hey, man, I'm going to stop what I'm doing, man, but I got you. And he did that more than one, two, three times. That's them is partners, real friends. And I enjoy being around them brothers, man. I enjoy being around them brothers. Mark the disciple, man, I met Mark on the fishing bank. He talking to K.O., rest in peace, K.O., maybe 3 hours. Now, K.O. came to fish with me. He went over there and started talking to Mark. They, you know, Mark long-winded, too. So they got to talking, man. And out of that, me and Mark, we ain't been, man, Mark been in everything I do. I go when Mark need me. It been times where, you know, Mark called me, I got you. Especially about a fishing license. Come on, man, you my fishing partner. Come on, we going to get that.
Right.
That's the love that I be speaking of. That's the trust that I need. The brothers ain't never stole from me. And if I drop something, they going to give it to me. They ain't going to put their foot on top of it. Come on, man. That's what all of us need, man. That's what all of us need. We need that in our life, man. I'm gone. They laughing at me.
Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
What we've done and what we're doing, our history shows us by example leadership. And that's the one thing that we've been lacking. The sister talked about trust and trust. You build trust through examples, through leadership. Last night is a perfect example of, again, putting away our differences, being able to come to an agreement and move forward. Trust is built. But once it's built on a solid foundation. In our history, we have been disappointed. We've been put on back burners. We've been forgotten about. Even right today, this society is trying to erase, you know it, slavery. It's not going to happen, but this is the effort. We're looking to ourselves, and it's about time. Trust is not hard. Lead by example. Thank you.
And, you know, Joe just said something that that's what I was going to say. We lead by example. We are the ones that's out here on the forefront right now. We have to teach our young folk how to be men as we have grown to be men, because we weren't always like this. But we grew into it because we've seen how we needed one another and how we helped one another. And there's a joy in that. There's a great joy in it. And ain't nothing like when you release those type of endorphins. So when you release that in your body, man, it's like little doodaddies. It's like the Holy Spirit working in you. Because alone, we are alone. But when we come together, a bunch of loners come together, man, and we work together, man, woo, boy, ain't no telling what could come out of this. A lot of good things. So we are setting the stage. We are setting history. As we speak, as we move, we're making history. Because a lot of people are going to look back and say, you see what them brothers did? How them brothers come into a room and things just start to get right? Because I would sit down at the table with a bunch of thugs, crooks, thieves. They had ideas about doing something crooked, and I wanted to tuck tail and run. But the Spirit of God told me, no, don't run. Let your light shine. See, we got to allow this light that's in us to shine. I got a great big light. So I'm going to let it shine, and I'm going to speak up on stuff that's not right. See, so we can no longer run and hide. That's why I tell everybody it's time to come outside. Don't be scared to come outside. Dope dealers selling dope in front of your house. Come outside. Make your presence be. They're going to leave. You can come out there and just say, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How you young men doing? Well, God bless y'all. They're going to leave. They can't stand that. Demons can't take good. They can't stand kindness. They can't stand love. See? So we got to stop hiding our love and let our love be seen. Great.
Let me back, Brother Mark. Let me back him up on this. Brother Mark, you just said something. Wait, can you hear me, guys? Brother Mark, you just said something that just struck the light bulb in me. One gone. Can you find the record, This Little Light of Mine? And the reason why I'm asking for that, making that request, is because that's exactly what we are doing. We are letting the light that God has given us shine. And it is shining brightly. So I'm requesting, if you can find that song before the when the program's over, This Little Light of Mine. Now.
I got you. Reb, go ahead, Reb. I got you, Joe.
Well,
I'm going to look it up right now, Joe. I got you.
See, hello? I be trying to hold my memory because I got a short memory. That's why I tend to talk so much. Because I get a lot of things that like, oh, I want to comment to Matt, and I've pushed his button 14 times, the number one, just to be able to say something, which is okay. But I look back when Christ was walking. He had a deceptive disciple. All disciples aren't who God sends. Okay? Sometimes the devil got his miss of all to be able to do something to mess the whole motor up. So knowing that we've made it this far in life and all you gentlemen have gone through some type of area in life that you're thankful for, that we know is because of possibly our own people that put us through it. But we got to look at countries that are still countries, like Russia. They're over there fighting each other in a way that we can hear it now, but you can't name a day that there ain't nobody dying in Russia from other Russians killing them. We just don't get that news. We're put on blast like we are, and I know it's God's plan because we're the ones lost still in this wilderness. What Mark the Disciple was mentioning on coming together, stepping out, that's what my PIG Top Flight Security is about. So everybody, when you step out your door, you can get paid to be your own neighborhood security. Have a body cam on, whether you wear my T-shirts or not. But I got T-shirts for it. I got an LLC behind it. So we can really get on some of these avenues and really make it work. You know what I mean? So I apologize once again if I over-talk, but y'all build up everything because I can't get in. I don't like jumping in between conversation because I don't know if I'm blocked all the time to do that. But everybody else just jumped in because y'all have known each other for a while. Y'all used to that. You called upon and all this other stuff. Amen to that. I'm getting new to this circle. I'm getting kind of funny discouraged behind it because I know when I speak to the majority of the people I speak to, they don't never stop me from talking. I got even Angela Moore, I think that's her name, Miss Moore yesterday. I called her up. I had that woman on the phone for about 30 minutes as I was driving, talking, start singing. And she let it go as that. She said, okay, Red, I mean, some people, I have telemarketers. I have everybody. They talk to me on the phone. Police, they be trying to call, trying to get these donations. I still get them on the phone for 20, 30 minutes. I'm an old telemarketer. I'm a door-to-door salesman. So I've grown to have this ability to talk, and I'm selling what I'm selling, but I'm only selling God's business. See, because if I'm talking and complaining about my life and my situation, that's because this reverend can't open and run his church by not having a limousine. I can go walk the street. It's different. I don't really do that. I don't just approach people and walk up on them like that. I just let God guide me wherever I got to make a right turn, a left turn, and I'll stop, and then something will happen. So I just give God his time with me. I don't overpush nothing because I can walk and open a church tomorrow and sign it up for everyday service. May do that. I don't know where the Spirit's calling me sometimes. I enjoy doing it in the streets because these people don't get to go to church because of their judge, because of this or that. Or they've been bamboozled in a church, so they don't go for this reason. Churches can't even get people to come together. They get in the church, they congregate, and they leave, and they disperse. See, I know if I pull a real big thread on the people that I've talked to in my life, of my rebirth, that they'll come together. They'll come together to be calm, cool, and collected, but the majority that know how to fight and shoot and do all that other stuff, that's what they'll probably come do. I stop all of that. I just want love and peace. That's what God's Children Lives Matter is about. So we can come together and not get ripped off like Black Lives Matter did us. I'm only talking about business for all of my organizations so we can come together. My movie series so you can get on there and promote everything that you do so we can what? Come together. I don't have nothing that I want somebody to be solo bolo with me, nothing. Supposed to be a gentleman calling in on the radio in a minute because he got a barbecue stand because there's a little event we're going to do on the 14th. I told him, call in. Let them know. So I ain't got to keep on talking to these people because they think I talk too much. When I'm trying to do the same exact thing y'all doing, but y'all shut me down. And I'm getting discouraged behind it because three times enough. Once Marvell called me, then Tim wanted to put me out in the meeting, and then y'all want to put it on the radio too? Come on now. I don't do that to nobody. Not three times in a row. Tell a child once. I get, no, I'm just saying, though. I'm going to cut it short. Because I'm just, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, look, don't personalize, man. We ain't attacking you, brother.
If I was running a church, I would listen to the church service.
I didn't interrupt you. I didn't interrupt you not once while you were talking. So I've interceded now to let you know, man, that this is not designed to discredit you. This is designed to uphold you and to give you a platform where you can implement the things that you're talking about. We gave you an opportunity to talk about everything you're interrupted, man. Everything that you propose, we give you an opportunity and a platform to put forth so that people can pour into it, people can check it out, and all of that, man. So don't personalize this. We're not your adversary, man. We're your allies, man. And when we tell you something, you're interrupting me when I was finishing up.
I was interrupted,
okay,
too.
Okay, all right. Very well. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, you was interrupting me to jump into
Go ahead, Rev. Finish, man.
I've forgiven you guys on that part, but what you don't realize, if you go up to some group and you say, hey, this dude is a thief, everybody going to look at me as a thief. But then all these people that really want to hear me talking, it's like, oh, well, shit, they go, Rev, he talk a lot. Be ready for it. That's not cool. I'm just saying, though, in a simple tone, to me feeling it, that's not cool. I heard it from you, Marvell, because you got off the phone and you called me. You didn't put it over the radio. So I'm putting it back on the radio with Tim. Decided to put it on the radio. No problem. You decided to put it in group, so I had to defend myself in group. Didn't I not, Tim? I don't like being ridiculed on my area where I'm trying to do something for God, period. When I sing, nobody interrupt me. Some people might not like it. They don't still interrupt me. So I'm just saying, in general, I would never, ever stop you guys because y'all talk back and forth, but go and introduce Marvell and go on back to Tim. Ooh, that's y'all's show. I get it 100%. And everybody else that calls in, they might only want to say something for a few minutes. I'm long-winded. I'm so sorry. Because y'all let me talk once, and I don't like to talk 10 times on here. Everybody else jump in, back in, blah, 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 blah. I'd rather get mine in and out of the way, and I will yield and step totally back and keep listening to the show. That's all I do. I typically talk on here one time, and then I'm done. I'm gone. Because I want to hear what everybody else has to really say. And if you hold me to the end, like it's like the last 2-3 minutes, okay, 5 minutes, that's mine. I've been in that position before. So I've been on conversations where we're supposed to have this group Zoom meeting things and ain't nobody talking. So I keep on talking, but they had a problem with it too. I hear people snoring in the background because I was on parole and we had to do this meeting. So I've been through that before and just having it to where I'm trying to do something positive for the community. I'm on a live radio with 50,000, 60,000 people talking or listening. And you're saying this one guy, only this one guy talks too much. Man, that's rude. How y'all feel about it?
Man, we ain't just said you long-winded. I said you long-winded. And I say, Mark, I just said today, Mark, long-winded. Stop getting in your feelings, Rev.
Somebody
cut
said yesterday
out,
they're getting their feelings. Somebody yesterday
cut
said
out,
they're getting their feelings.
Come
I was about
on,
to say,
on,
I was about
man.
To stop there. But look, I don't stop you, Tim. I don't stop you, Tim. I hear everything that you got shot. I was about to get on here and do a remix of Boys to Men. How do I say, how hard it is to say goodbye? I was going to do that just a minute ago. But I couldn't even get the button pushed. I pushed it 12, 13 times. Like, never mind. So
okay, Rev,
back.
I
okay.
missed it, man. Rev, I missed it, man.
Can
I got
I
to
interject?
Hey,
can I interject,
listen.
Guys?
When I bring you to the – hold on. Let me say something. Because this is how you get – this is what we need. We need that so we can show how we work with that. Now, Rev, when I – opened your line, I said, oh, let me get Reb in here because it looks like he had his hand up 30 minutes. If I didn't say that, my name ain't Timmy Poole. So what happens is I also said on here, there's so many callers on here, I can't see everybody's number. So if you hang up and you go down to the bottom of this thing, I can't see everybody. So I got to work the whole thing to get all the callers on. So I don't want to have to explain myself or why you didn't
get on. But see,
but don't
get personal on here like somebody attacking you. What I do is I sit back respectful after people jump in like Marvell just did, okay? I just hold off until my name is called. That's all I do.
Okay.
See,
well,
so when
I'm
my name is called, like, okay,
So how everyone else is able to jump right on, because I leave a line open, but they ain't got a lot of noise in the background. So when you hear that thing go, listen, Reb, hold up, Reb. When you hear it say you're muted, that means I muted you. And so if you want to be left, your mic left on, all you have to do, Reb, is make sure you're in a quiet spot because we want to have clarity on this show. And that's it.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nobody's attacking you, Reb. You get on every day.
I'm sitting in the garage quiet, I know. But I normally get on that one time, and I try to get it out of the way.
This is the other thing, Reb. Let me just say this. So every day you get on, you say the same thing, and we hear you and we feel you. I told you, I called you offline and said, Reb, tell me what you got going on so we can work on one thing at a time, because you say a million things, we ain't going to get nothing done, right? So we did. We started moving on that. I got hurt, but I made sure I came to make sure things get moving, right? And you said you have something else, okay? Let's work with that something else. I asked you, where can we go and get on God's Talk TV? So we don't. You got your. You be in control. You, if that's what you need for you think somebody to hear you, let's go to your site right quick. Let's go to YouTube. Wherever you say we need to go, God Talk Real TV on YouTube. Take me there and let me support
God's
you there.
God's Real Talk
okay.
TV. I'll start doing a live at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Hold on, Miss Chocolate. I will do a live at 9 o'clock if I wake up on time. I'll just go live on my God's Real Talk TV. I will sit the speaker right next to the, because I got two phones. So I have one on the God's Real Talk TV, and I'll have the other one right there. I'll mute you guys when I want to make a comment on God's Real Talk TV. How about that part? See what I'm saying? Because I don't have to be in a conversation overall to comment on mine while it's going. I'll put yours on mute. Y'all will keep on talking, and then I'll go on mine, and I'll comment about what you guys said. So I don't really even have to talk on yours. See what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to do it to where I can be helpful, because I do this when I'm watching TV. I'll let the TV go, and I'll make a comment to what I know is about to happen. The news, same thing. So I'll start doing that, and I won't even buzz in as much on your little channel. That way it ain't no nothing about Rev. Everything will be just on my. Really?
You didn't got personal again, Rev. It's not a personal.
No. It's not a personal.
Let's go, Michelle. Hold on.
It's just simplified. Yes, Miss Michelle.
Okay. I'm gonna say a few things. Okay, Rev, you know me and you go way back, so I want you to hear my comment, because this is how I see your situation. We can all agree to disagree, first of all, but at the same time, Rev, you have lots of things going on, and what I've always said to you, pick out one or two things that you want to do and accomplish it. Don't half do this one, then half do that one, and do half do that one. And you have done that with a few things. And you're taking it personal. I'm listening to you guys go back and forth. You are kind of taking it personal, my brother. And you know I love you dearly, but you do have a lot of things that are going on. And if you can just stick to one or two, make it happen effectively, then go to the next project. You also just said about your talk show, about your podcast. Why would you have it at 9 o'clock when we're on at the same time? And so, you know, we wouldn't be able to hear you.
No, you misunderstood that, girl.
Have a different time where everybody can tune in.
You misunderstood that.
I heard what you did.
No, what I will be doing is I will be promoting. I will be double promoting the talk show, your blog radio station, Tim. I would be double promoting it by letting it go live. If I just sat my phone beside my other phone and let the recording go straight through, it'll do that. But see, I'm actually going to be in between with the mute on, so I'll be talking on my Guys Real Talk TV. They'll be listening to you at the same time, and I'll just comment in between without interrupting your radio station. That's all I'm saying. Not to be disrespectful, I don't want to ever really get off. And Miss Michelle, we've had our conversation where I got on you too. Because if you're going to help me on that backup out the way. See, many times you said you're going to come across the track and help me, Miss Michelle, and it just didn't go where we needed it to. I'll say in a simple tone, it didn't go where I maybe expected it to. And I brought to you one thing. I just sorry that I got a lot of things and I'm able to juggle them, okay? I got these nonprofits. I can't just shut them down because I'm doing them in order. Prayer and God Ministry, Wholeness of Heaven, God's Children Live Matter, and Rev's Healing Foundation, but they all collaborate together. They do. I can't just do one at a time. It's impossible. And my music got to go with all of that. It's impossible. I'm so sorry. My movie series revolves around that. It's impossible. I'm just saying, though.
Y'all
don't know it because y'all ain't heard it from me.
It's possible.
But I don't want this to go on no longer.
Homeless of Heaven
is majority. Yes, you may.
Excuse me. May I? May I?
Yes, you may.
May
yes,
I?
May.
Okay, without interruption, I'm asking. So, at this point,
That's enough.
Now we're at an impasse right now about philosophy and ideology. However, earlier I was talking about principle of personality and how we can observe which one should be practiced. So what we've been proposing to you, Rev, is that would be whatever it is that, like Michelle said, whatever it is that you're working on, that item we could pour into, we can assist you with, but not the totality, because we hear about everything that you have your hands on, but we're not able to get our fingers in the process, because you're not so many things. So the principle is, what it is that you want to focus on, that you want us to be in alliance and assistant with you first, right?
Okay.
And I think that would be a better way. No, you're interrupting again, Rev. That's one of the challenges that I think you should observe as well, is that when you get emotional, you emote, and then you verbalize over whoever's talking, and that's you want to talk about, is that right or fair? Because you asked us about what is right or fair for us to ask you to tone it down, and you didn't think that was fair, but you think it's fair for you to, when you have an emotion, that you can just blurt out and overcall someone. Now that we've been observing this regularly, all we're asking you to do is to break down some of the things that curtail us to have these conversations, because we're going to work with you because we know you're an evangelist. Right? We know that. We know that you are on the pulse of what's going on in the streets. We know that. What we want to know beyond that is how we can assist you one project at a time.
Okay, so when y'all speak about things, when you talk about my homeless people, that's part of what I'm doing. When you talk about mankind, that's God's Children Lives Matter. When if somebody's got like mental things, that's part of my Rev's Healing Foundation, Prayer and God Ministry oversees it all. So it's hard for me not to jump into certain things. And I told you guys, I have a fucking mental condition. My memory is super fucking bad. I don't want to sit here and take notes, try to remember what y'all little topic is, because you change 20 topics in one show. No problem. Rev be trying to keep the fuck up. Fuck is faithfully understanding Christ is kindness, because Rev don't even cuss no more, okay? So the way y'all taking me right now is like a sorry-ass intervention. Because, Michelle, I've been in your house. I drove your kids around, okay? All for free from the blessings of Rev, okay? Mm-hmm. Rev has stepped into everybody's life that would have wanted Rev to step in, without a rebuttal, quiet as hell. I'll come clean your house. I'll wash your clothes, you hear me? I would have been over there for you, Tim, if you needed me. Marvell, you broken down right now, too. I'm there. If you need me and I can get there, I'm there. I'll come clean your yard, whatever it is. Y'all don't know, Rev. Y'all just hear me squawking, as you say, because I got to make a difference. I might die tomorrow, and I'm almost hoping I do.
I'm tired of this shit. Tired of dealing with me. I don't want to deal with me no more, let alone y'all. You feel me? So I'm just trying to back up away from certain things, but I find it an interesting topic. It's an interesting radio blog show. So I want to put in my 2 cents, 3 cents, a whole damn quarter because I got a lot going on. You got 50,000 listeners, so 50,000 people, I can put something in all of their ear for them to have a project to do because I'm gifted like that. God made me to, like I just put up something on my God's Real Talk TV about Einstein. He was considered a crazy son of a bitch. But at the end of the day, he was a genius. And us people that got the ADD, ADHD, and all these other sick mental sicknesses are intelligent, over-the-top kind of people. And I find that in myself now. I didn't see it all my life. I was like, damn, shit, you're just different. You don't fit into nobody, nothing. You don't follow sports. You don't follow news, nothing. But I will play with you. I will kick it with you. We can talk about the same shit over and over again about trying to make some reparation and justice. I'll kick it and do what we got to do. Just hear me. Because some of mine might be the damn solution. I'm tired of being a follower when I'm a leader. I'm not a fan of nobody, not even Jesus. I'm a follower of Jesus. I am a disciple, and I'm trying to find more disciples. But at the end of the day, I'm just tired, bro. And if y'all don't get that because y'all tired of whatever y'all got to do to try to make this difference, y'all been doing it for longer than me, guaranteed you, because I ain't trying to stop nothing. I'm just doing what I'm doing. I'm mentioning what I'm saying. And I haven't gone out and protested. I haven't done all this other big stuff that you guys have done. But it's coming. I had to build myself up for this. Because other than that, I wasn't ready when you first, let me see. Marvell, you was the first one on here that caught me in my birth. When I was like 2 years old, one and a half in the ministry. When I was just getting used by everybody that you knew. From the Fortes to the Ronald Allen to the Bluins to all these other bishops and stuff. Come on now. So I got used by the church. I just got knocked over by the doctor that knew all them suckers too. So what am I supposed to do? Just take all this and not say nothing to nobody? And then Rev end up dead or some shit? What happened to him? I don't know. He wasn't telling us about it. Shit if I don't. But anyway, I'll yield to that. So, y'all can have the rest of the show.
Let me say something right quick. I appreciate you coming on this air, Rev, and really being yourself. Really, really being yourself. Vulnerable. Giving, crying even. Letting us know that you're in a space that you're hurting. We understand that. But I want you to hear this. Pick something that you want to do, Rev. You keep saying, well, I run into this, and this organization opened up. We understand that you're multitask, and you can do a whole bunch, but yet you ain't getting nothing done, and you're feeling the way you're feeling. What we're asking you to do, if you got anything going that we can assist you with, whether to run into the next nonprofit or run into the next LLC, pick something that we can really help you do, something that we can help you.
Okay.
But we're not here to combat with you, right? I'm just giving you that because we're not going to – watch this. I got something that Joe asked me to do. We're going to take a moment right quick, and I'm going to call you offline, right? If I got to come see you, I ain't going to be able to do that. They ain't even going to tell no lie. Here you go, Uncle Joe. Let's have this for a minute.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light. Let it shine.
To the Don out of Wilmington, North Carolina. Tuning in with DJ One Gone.
Man, we got 52,787. I see where they seeing where the listeners. I had to go. I said, well, how they seeing how many people listening today? Because Reb said 52-something, and Mama said 50. And so I went and looked, because I only know when I set up the show, from previous, it'll show the continents that we're listened in on, and that's Uganda, we have Germany today, we have UK, we have Canada, and we have 89% here in the USA, man. So all y'all listening out there, we thank you for listening to the Wise Words with One Gone Show. You, as you know, this show is off the chain, but it is real. And that's all we bring in the radio, real. You understand me? So continue to listen in. The call-in number is 515-605-9861. Anytime you'd like to say something, I won't be hesitant to get you in, right? I apologize to Reb, so if that's what you need from me, Reb, I apologize. I didn't get you on fast enough. And I, as a man, I can apologize. So we're going to move on, though. We're going to keep moving because that's what it is. It is the Wise Words of One Gone Show, and we have 1 minute left. So make sure that if you can get out tomorrow, that's where I want to see y'all at with them youth out at the community cleanup, right? Come on out, 2251 Florin Road. Come out and be a part of something huge. Yeah, this is something big for us. Our young folks access to do this. Can we come out and clean with them? So I hope that y'all be there tomorrow. 8 o'clock, 2251 Florin Road. Then after that, or during that, they have a fashion show tomorrow at 24th and Florin. They have the Blueprint, Damon Owens and Melanie Owens, that's her name, Melanie Owens, they bring the band Blueprint. We also have Mr. Lewis performing, Illa J performing. Just a whole bunch going on, man. You ain't got nothing to do. Show up to the African Marketplace, man. It's going to be popping tomorrow, man, and I want to see you there, right? I'll be DJing, matter of fact, most of the day for a few events that's going on over there. And then, man, just want to let you know that if you're not feeling love, know that you love, man. We love you. We need you. And that go for everybody on here, man. We need everybody. We don't want to just make anyone feel uncomfortable, but sometimes it's best to get uncomfortable so you can get comfortable. I'm out of here. One go, and I'll talk to you on Monday. Peace!